This is Dakota Daybook for January 9th. Harrison A. Bronson was born in Nunica, Michigan, on November 19th, 1873. His Master of Arts degree was the first master's degree granted by the University of North Dakota. He earned his law degree from the University of Minnesota. In 1901, he opened a practice in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, but shortly after moved to Grand Forks, where he practiced until 1917. He served in the state Senate, followed by a stint as Assistant Attorney General. In 1918, he was elected to the Supreme Court. After 6 years, he retired and planned to return to Grand Forks. On this date in 1925, the Bismarck Tribune reported on his farewell to the city. Bronson was invited to a meeting at the Mackenzie Hotel. Upon arrival, he was escorted to the banquet hall, where he was greeted by many well-wishers. Several speakers, including Governor A.G. Sorley, senators, representatives, and the Chief Justice of the North Dakota Supreme Court, addressed the gathering. Bronson was deeply moved by the gesture. He gave a short speech, thanking his friends and reflecting on the 6 years he had spent in Bismarck. Bronson returned to private practice in Grand Forks and lectured at the University of North Dakota School of Law. He also wrote 4 books on property law. He had a deep fondness for the university, and his most generous but perhaps least known legacy was a gift of 160 acres to the school. What is now known as University Village was originally called the Bronson property. For decades, the property was used for sports fields and a community garden. In 1997, plans were made to develop the land. An ambitious plan was created that included university, commercial, and residential construction. The first building, a bookstore, opened in 2000. The Ralph Engelstad Arena, home to the UND ice hockey program, known as The Ralph, opened in 2001. Hockey star Wayne Gretzky called it one of the most beautiful buildings we have in North America. The Betty Engelstad Sioux Center, home to the Fighting Hawks basketball team, is located next to the arena. Other buildings on the site include a student wellness center, a family practice clinic, and apartments. Harrison Bronson passed away in 1947, but his legacy lives on in University Village. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.